Let's go to Genesis chapter number 19 tonight. Genesis chapter 19. Verse number 1. We'll try to just get in the way and then get out of the way here real quick. Try not to hold you too long. I know it's a little bit later than normal when I start preaching, but the Lord still has something to say to us. Amen. Genesis 19 and 1, there came two angels to Sodom at even, and Lot sat in the gate of Sodom, and Lot, seeing them, rose up to meet them. He bowed himself with his face toward the ground. And he said, "Behold now, my lords, turn in, I pray you, for unto your servant's house, and tarry all night, and wash your feet. You shall rise up early and go on your ways." And they said, "Nay, but we will abide in the street all night." Verse 3, he pressed upon them greatly, and they turned in unto him and entered into his house. He made them a feast and did bake unleavened bread, and they did eat. Verse number 15, and when the morning arose, the angels hastened Lot, saying, "Arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters which are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city." While he lingered, the men laid hold upon his hand, and upon the hand of his wife, and upon the hand of his two daughters. The Lord being merciful unto him, and brought him forth, and set him without the city. It came to pass, when they had brought them forth abroad, he said, "Escape for thy life. Look not behind thee, neither stay thou in the plain. Escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed." Lord, we thank you for your word tonight that we've read in your house. We thank you for your presence that we've felt here. Thank you for everyone that is gathered here in your name, Lord. Be with us, we pray. Help us, God, and meet us in these altars. Speak to us from your word. Lord, I know that your word is anointed, but I pray for that special anointing that touches us, that'll touch a man and anoint him to preach, God, that'll touch a congregation and anoint us to receive from your word. We need your touch in this hour, and I know that you're well able, and we give you praise. The church said amen. Amen. The Bible says there came two angels to Sodom at Eden, at even, and Lot sat in the gate, rose up to meet him. He said, "My lords, turn in, I pray you, into your servant's house." They said, "Nay, but we'll abide in the street all night." He pressed them greatly, and they turned in to his house. Now, a lot of things go on in the middle here. These Sodomites, these wicked people in Sodom. The unthinkable was taking place here in the next few verses. They demanded that Lot release these men. They was angels, but they was in the form of men. Release these angels unto them, and so they could do their wickedness and lasciviousness and all their desires unto these strangers. The Bible says that Lot went out and said, "Men, don't do this. Don't." He tried to reason with them. Y'all know the story. And he said, "I have two daughters that have never been with a man." He said, "I'll give them to you." Oh, what lengths. Amen. These people had went to their mind, and their lifestyle is even the unthinkable, unimaginable. And the Bible says that they pressed on Lot. They was gonna break the door down and all that, and that they smote him with blindness. All of those people gathered around those Sodomites, the angels, they was blind. They couldn't even find the door. And by this time, it's morning, and in the meantime, they said, "Get your sons-in-laws and your daughters out of here." Now, I'm going to preach to us tonight, if the Lord will help me, just real quickly. Amen. And when the morning arose, they said, "Lot, get your daughters and your wife." Amen. His sons-in-laws, he was mocked. When he went to his sons-in-laws, he said, "God's going to destroy this city." Now, you think about this. They laughed at him. He had lost all of his influence. Even with his own children. They didn't even believe him. And I know it was the power of wickedness also in effect in their life, but I don't ever want to lose my influence. Amen. I don't ever want to lose my influence. Where I can look at people and say, something's going to happen and they'll, amen, follow you out of the city of destruction. But the Bible says, they said, get out of here. And the Bible said he waited, he lingered, and they laid a hold on his hand. I want you to get this picture. Amen. That Lot forced them to come to his house. And they came into his house, they baked unleavened bread. Now, we know what unleavened bread is. Unleavened bread is a symbol of sanctification. But you know unleavened bread came as a sign of sanctification in the Passover. And this here, amen, this is the mention of unleavened bread in Genesis, way before Exodus chapter 12. Come on now, it's way before Exodus chapter 12. And they was baking unleavened bread. Now wait a minute, I thought that the unleavened bread came to get out of here. And they did not have time to let the leaven rise in the bread. And God put that as a sign to the people. Amen. That they, and then Passover, the Passover celebration, they would bake unleavened bread and they would remember that God sanctified his people when they came out of Egypt. Well, this is long before there. Amen. And they're baking unleavened bread in Sodom. Hallelujah. God can sanctify us in the midst of wickedness. You can live a sanctified life in the midst of a wicked family. You can live a sanctified life in the midst of a wicked job or a wicked school or whatever it is. You can live sanctified because he is the sanctifier. Hallelujah. But the Bible says that he brought them in his house. And I want to preach tonight on, amen, if we bring him in, he will bring us out. Amen. If you bring him in, he'll bring you out. Because you get this. They came into Sodom. They said, we're going to stay in the street all night. Lot knew the danger that was there, even though these people couldn't have touched these angels because they was angels. They was holy, amen, beings from God in a human body form. Praise God. And he brought them into his house. They entered into his house. If we ever needed God, if we ever needed to bring God into our house, if we ever needed to bring God into our life, if we ever needed to bring God into our families. Hallelujah. We get so busy now. I mean, people that are, they know better. They live lives that are so fast-paced and so wide open, they don't even pray over their food. Amen. We need to bring God into our life. We need God in every area of our life. I know we've heard these sayings, you know, these statements. We read them on church signs and we read them in bulletins, you know. Is God your steering wheel or your spare tire? Y'all ever heard that? Amen. Don't make God your co-pilot. Let him be the pilot. Hallelujah. And there's different sayings like that. Amen. But bring him in. He'll bring you out. You know, God destroyed this city with fire. Church, God's going to destroy this world with fire. And we need God to bring us out. We need God to bring us out. Hallelujah. It came to pass, amen, while he lingered, that the men laid hold on his hand. Amen. And upon the hand of his wife. You know, Lot was sitting in the gate of Sodom. And he was no doubt probably a ruler there, a leader, some type of a councilman or some type of, you know, most Bible scholars and commentators will agree with that. But Lot still had enough of God in him that he recognized, amen, who these was. Now, I believe that God wants us, amen, to recognize the power of God and the touch of God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm preaching tonight on bring him in, he'll bring you out. The Bible tells us in Revelation chapter number 3 and verse number 20, we all know it, we could quote it, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. I know we've seen the pictures of Jesus standing at the door and knocking. I thank God that he knocked at my heart one day. I believe that God is knocking on hearts, amen, right now. Hallelujah. I believe, you know, we can't see it all, but I believe the Lord is knocking, hallelujah, at the heart. You know, he said, behold, I. He's a present Savior. He doesn't send someone else. He said, I'll stand at the door and knock. Hallelujah. It's Christ that saves us. It's not the preacher. It's not the church. It's not the evangelist. Praise God. It's Jesus Christ our Savior. He said, behold, I. Hallelujah. He is a present Savior. He said, I stand. Amen. Praise God. It's not just a passing knock. No, He's standing at hearts. He's waiting. He's a waiting Savior. Thank God that God waits on us. Thank God that God can wait. Hallelujah. We know that Noah built the ark at least, amen, for about 100 years is what, you know, most will agree. It may have been more than that. It may have been less, but it wasn't 10 days that he built that big old ark. Amen. And the Bible says that when once the long suffering of God waited, hallelujah, while the ark was a preparing, how long is God going to wait for men to be saved? He waited about 100 years, and only 8 people got saved. And if you study that out, some of those people wasn't even born yet. Some of them, there's no doubt, they had to not be born. And if they was born, they was just little bitty children. Some of his children, hallelujah. Amen. His sons and their wives went in the ark. Some of those boys wasn't married yet. Hallelujah. And God waited so he could save their souls and bring them in the ark and save them. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm glad God waited on me to get saved. Somebody wrote a song, said, wait a little longer, sweet Jesus. Hallelujah. There's some more souls we need to save. I know that God will draw the line. I know He'll draw the line. Amen. God will only put up with it for so long. Amen. And I believe that Methuselah, hallelujah, his name, you know, in the meaning of his name, praise God, Methuselah was the one, as soon as he died, the flood was going to come. Y'all know? Amen. You know, he was the oldest man that ever lived. Amen. God says, when he dies, I'm going to send the flood. Amen. But God said, I'm going to let him live 969 years. Hallelujah. I'm talking about the long suffering and mercy of God. He said, behold, I stand. I'm standing at the door. I'm waiting. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. He's a waiting Savior. He said, I stand at the door and knock. He's a seeking Savior. He's knocking on our heart's door. He's not just waiting, but he's seeking. He said in Luke chapter number 19 and verse 10, the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Those children quoted John 3:16 a while ago. Every one of us could probably quote John 3:16. Come on, let's quote it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We all know that. Amen. And whether we could quote it or not, if somebody quotes it, we say that's John 3:16. You know, the first time that was ever preached was to one soul. It was in the middle of the night to one man. You'd have think when John 3:16 would have been preached, it would have been when he had just fed the 5,000. Amen. You would have thought that it would have been, amen, when he was on the Mount of Olives, sister. Amen. And there was the thousands gathered at his feet. You would have thought it was when he was at Pilate's hall. Amen. Or King Herod, some great. No. Amen. It was in the middle of the night and only one soul was listening. Yet he said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Listen, somebody wrote a song, said, over the mountains and ledges he climbs, aware of the danger, yet determined to find that one he is searching. Amen. Just one lost sheep he's seeking. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Amen. And he says, if any man hear my voice, he's a pleading Savior. Any man hear my voice. What is he saying at that door when he's standing there? Amen. I'm talking tonight, if we'll bring him in, he'll bring us out. Amen. What is Christ saying when he's standing at that heart's door and knocking? Amen. He said, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice. What is he saying? Is he saying, I love you, child. Let me in. I love you. Let me in your home. Let me in your life. Let me in your soul. Let me in your being. Let me in you. Let me in before and knock. Praise God. I know we got, you know, peepholes through doors. You know, they got, what are they, you know, where you can look out and see who's standing there. Amen. I know that we got windows and shutters we can look out and see who's standing there. Amen. But I'm telling y'all, I don't know if y'all's heart was like mine, but it was shut tight. Hallelujah. It was shut up tight. Amen. And when he knocked at my heart's door, praise God, when somebody knocks at your door, what is it the most time you say? What do you say if you was to walk to that door? What is it? Who's there? Who dare? Who is it? Is that right? Who's out there? Who is it? Amen. Jesus Christ is knocking at the door. Amen. And man cries out, who is it? What is his reply? Hallelujah. What a lovely name, the name of Jesus. Reaching higher far than the highest star. Amen. My name is Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. Praise God. He said, if any man hear my voice, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. He said, I will come into him. He's a promising Savior. Glory to God. He said, I'll come in. You know, all somebody has to do to get saved is open the door to the Lord. I'm preaching tonight on, if you'll let him in, he'll bring you out. If you bring him in, he'll bring you out. He got a hold of Lot by the hand. The Lord being merciful unto him. Lot didn't deserve it. And none of us deserve it either. Lot didn't deserve that day when the fire was coming. Amen. He should have never pointed his tent towards Sodom. He should have never chose the well-watered plains of Jordan. When Uncle Abraham said, you go this way, I'll go that way. Amen. You go north and I'll go south. Whichever way you go. The Bible said Lot lifted up his eyes. Young people, be careful because your eyes will deceive you so many times. Amen. Be careful, little eyes, what you see. Amen. For the Father up above is looking down in love. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. We got to guard our eyes. You know why? Because our eye is the window to our soul. Amen. Now, I'm going to tell you something. We live in a day of wickedness and perversion. We live in a day of accessibility. There was a day and hour years ago where it wasn't so accessible. Amen. Filth, pornography, and lust, and the things of this world. Amen. But you know the devil will use our eye. Amen. Against us. We need God to sanctify our eyes. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But he said, I stand at the door and knock. And if any man hear my voice, I will come into him. Praise the Lord. And sup with him and he with me. He's a providing Savior. He comes in eating with us. But he stays there and we begin to eat with him. One man said it like this. He said, he comes in as resident, but it ain't very long until he's president. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm talking tonight. If we'll let him in, if we'll bring him in, he'll bring us out. Glory to God. I want to bring the Lord into my life in such a way that he has complete control. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. The Bible said you'll hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way. Walk you in it. Amen. When you shall turn to the left hand, or when you shall turn to the right hand, or when you shall turn to the left. God knows how to bring us out. He knows how to bring us out of trouble. He knows how to bring us out of trials. And the Lord's going to bring us out of this weary land. Glory to God. Amen. He wants to carry us out. You know, we're in the city of destruction. I know that Lot, you know, Lot got down there in Sodom. Joined up with them. I know he joined up with them. Amen. He was sitting in the gate, which is a sign that he was a ruler of that city. He didn't belong there. He didn't fit in with those people. Matter of fact, they admitted it. They said he came as a sojourner. You know what a sojourner is? We're sojourners. Hallelujah. If you're saved, you're a sojourner. You don't have citizenship here. Hallelujah. I know we got citizenship. I know we've got our voter's card. I know we got our Texas ID, and I know, you know, we're proud to be Texans, everybody is. And one guy said it's a good place to be from. And I'm not from Texas, but, you know, all of my children are from Texas. So, you know, it's just something about it. And some people are from Arkansas and others from Missouri and, you know, and Oklahoma and all kinds of different places. But, you know, Lot didn't belong there. He was a sojourner. The Bible tells us in 2 Peter chapter 2, amen, turned the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemning them with an overflow, making them an example of those who should live after should live ungodly, and delivered just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked, for that righteous man dwelling among them in seeing and hearing vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation. Hallelujah. God knows how to deliver us out of temptation. God knows how to protect us. God knows how to pull us out. Hallelujah. Amen. God knows how to do it. God knows how to work it out. I know I'm stumbling around tonight. Praise the Lord. Maybe I'm trying to hurry too much, but I'm going to come to a close. But I feel in my heart to preach to you tonight that if you'll bring Him in, He'll bring you out. If you'll bring Him in, He'll bring you out. Lot was sitting there, his righteous soul vexed. Amen. With their unlawful deeds, and he looked up and he knew they was men of God. He knew they was messengers of heaven. It might have been a while since he felt the breeze of God, but he knew what it felt like. Hallelujah. It might have been a while, glory to God, since he felt the touch of God, but he knew. He knew this is it. This is the real thing. Hey, come to my house. Come to my house. Come to my house. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. They was coming to see the wickedness of that city. And they was going to destroy that place. Amen. They did. They destroyed it. Fire fell from heaven and burnt the cities all in that plain up. Amen. And the Bible said Lot pressed on them sore. They said, no, we're going to stay in the streets. I can see it like kind of like they was kind of ignoring him for a little while. Kind of like saying, well, you know, we don't know you. You know, we're not going to say, you know, if you've been uncomfortable around somebody or something, you know, and they say, well, you know, come on, eat with us. And you don't really know them, or come on to the house. And you don't know. You don't know what kind of food they cook or whatever. And I'm going to get in trouble, you know, but I mean, and you just kind of, you try to be discreet and you say, well, you know, we already had plans. We was going to go here or there. You know, I can see these men, these angels trying to be discreet. Saying, no, we're just going to stay in the city. But Lot knew who they was. He said, come to my house. I've got to get you in my house. Church, we know where it's at. Hallelujah. We've got to get God in our house. We've got to get the power of the Holy Ghost in our house. We've got to get the power of the Holy Ghost in our lives. Amen. I've got to get them there. Hallelujah. He pressed them sore. He wasn't going to be ignored. Amen. They came and they baked unleavened bread. Oh, that sweet unleavened bread. Amen. And did it before it was all over. The same ones that he brought in the house had him by the head. Hallelujah. Praise God to pull him out of that city. Praise God. One of them had Lot by one hand, hallelujah. One of them had Lot's wife by another hand. Another one got a hold of that girl, hallelujah. Praise God, another one got a hold of that. The same one got a hold of both those girls and starts pulling them out of that city.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for the mercy of God. God knows how to deliver our family from the destruction that the devil has planned for us.
I can see the Holy Ghost tonight reaching down in His mighty hand and getting somebody by the hand. Grabbing somebody's wife by the hand, glory to God. And they start taking some steps toward the gate of Sodom. Glory to God, and start pulling. Hallelujah. Come on, let's go, Lot. Hallelujah. Hey, amen. What's her girl's names? I don't know. You know, Brianna, Brooklyn, whatever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, but they got those two girls by the hand. One of them's got Lot. One of them's got Brother Lot. One of them's got Sister Lot. One of them's got the girl, older girl. One of them's got the younger girl. Hallelujah. Praise God. Y'all ready? Hallelujah. I'm ready. I got them by the hand.
You're talking about when God gets a grip on you. When God gets a grip on you, hallelujah, He's going to pull you out. Somebody said He can pull you through a knot hole if you can stand the pull. Thank you, Jesus. I've been pulled through some tight places. Can I get a witness tonight? I've been pulled out of some things just by the nick of time. Hallelujah. Amen. Escape for your life. Go to the mountains. Go to the mountains. And don't look behind you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm preaching tonight on if you bring Him in, He'll bring you out. Old past tabernacle, if you'll bring Him in, He'll bring you out. Hallelujah. We're going to stay in the city. Oh, on the streets. Oh, no, you're not. You're coming to my house tonight. I don't know where he lived, 123 3rd Street. I don't know where he lived, you know. 421 Wicked Avenue. What was the names of the street in Sodom? Hallelujah. I don't know where Lot lived. Amen. Hallelujah. But he lived there. Y'all heard about that guy called 911? Said there's been a man shot over here on Sycamore Street. The lady said, could you spell that for me? He said, hold on, I'll drag him over to Oak Drive. Hallelujah. I don't know where Lot lived, but they got him out of the city. Hallelujah. Stand together with me tonight. Thank God. Lord, bring us out. Lord, bring us out. Lord, bring us out. Lord, bring our families out. How are we going to get out of this city? I tell you how. Bring him in. Amen. How are we going to get out of destruction? I tell you how. Bring him in. Glory to God. How's God going to deliver our children? How in the world is God going to deliver our children from such a wicked place? I'll tell you how. Bring him in. Bring him in the house. Bring him in. Hallelujah. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. He's a knocking at the door. Let me in. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's just worship the Lord here just a moment. Praise God. Oh, let's just worship him just a moment. Lord, you're welcome in my house. You're welcome in this house. You're welcome in old paths, Lord. You're welcome. This is your house. Come on in. The door is open wide. Come into my heart, God. Come into my life. Come into my marriage. Come into my finances. Come in, Lord. Come in. You are my God.
The door is open wide. Come on in. There's a place for you inside.
Hallelujah. The altars are open tonight. Let's come and pray.